Let me start by saying Merry Christmas to all of you. It is a joy to gather this Christmas Eve and worship the Savior who has come to redeem us. And we know that Christmas is a season of giving and receiving gifts. And there are two types of people that you buy gifts for during this season. They're the type of people who know exactly what they want for Christmas. They have a list. Some people even have links attached to their Christmas list so that when you ask them what to purchase, they're ready and eager to tell you. But there's a different kind of person that's a little bit more difficult to shop for. You ask them, "What do you want for Christmas?" And they say, "I don't know. Let me think about it. I'll get back to you at some point," and they never get back to you. There are these two types of people that you get gifts for at Christmas time. And for the people that don't know what they want, the New York Times has done you a favor. They have put together a holiday gift guide with 12 different categories of gifts to choose from. 312 gifts. And I'll say there's some interesting stuff on that list. There's some good gifts that you could get for a person who doesn't know what they want. But out of all those gifts that they have on there, they don't compare to the gift that we're here celebrating this evening. The gift that we give time to, the gift that we celebrate, because the gift that we are celebrating this evening is not merely a thing. It's not just something you purchase for someone else. It's a divine baby who came to earth with a divine purpose. And this evening, I want us to look at the Christmas story in just 9 words. The Christmas story about the baby that we celebrate, the Savior that we worship, from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Listen to what 1 Timothy 1, verse 15 says. "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." This phrase right there in the middle of verse 15, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners," gives us Christmas in 9 words. We see the person that we celebrate at Christmas, and we see the purpose of Christmas as well. We can never be too familiar with the Christmas story. The Christmas story is not just relevant for you and for me on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. The Christmas story for you is relevant every single hour, every single day of your life. And so first, I want you to see the person of Christmas in verse 15. The person of Christmas is Jesus Christ. But if you ask someone, "Who is Jesus Christ?" you may get a lot of different opinions. You know, a lot of people look at Jesus as just someone who came to make them healthy and wealthy and solve all their problems like that. Some people think of him as just a cultural icon to symbolize good, what is good, what is right in the world. People have different opinions of who this Jesus is. But the true identity of Jesus is much more important than that. It's much more significant than either one of those two things. Friends, Jesus Christ, the one whom we worship, the one who we love, the one who we believe in, is the Son of God. He is the one who has come to earth and taken on human flesh, dwelt among us, and lived a life with no sin at all. He's the second person of the Trinity who has always been, who has, and who always will be. He has no beginning. He has no end. He was fully God and fully man. Two natures in one person. Even his identity should cause you to worship him. We know what he did for us, but the fact that we have God and man in one person coming to earth is mesmerizing. Jesus walked. He grew up. He was dependent on his parents. He learned, he spoke, he ate, And he experienced life as a human just like you and I did, except he did not sin. He understands what it means to be human because he was human. He is human, except he did not sin. And so that's who the person of Christmas is. That's who the person is that we are celebrating. The God-man, Jesus Christ, who came to earth to save a people for himself. And that's what we see in the second point in verse 15. The person of Christmas is Jesus Christ. And the purpose of Christmas is that he came into the world to save sinners. He came into the world. He was born in a real place. You can go see Bethlehem right now. You can see where he was born. He walked in the world that you and I live in. He experienced this life. But if you notice what it says there in the second part of verse 15, that he came into the world to save sinners. To save sinners. That's the purpose of why he came. So what is a sinner? Well, it's someone, simply put, who rebels against God. Who has rebelled against God and his law. And that includes every single one of us here. No one is exempt. We are sinners by nature. We are born in sin. And we choose to sin and rebel against God. Our daughter Margot is 19 months old, and this morning we were doing our family Christmas, and I put my arms out, and I reached out and said, "Can you come give Dada a hug?" And she looked at me, and she smiled, and she said, "No," and walked the other way. Now, I'm not doing that just to poke fun at her, because that's exactly what you and I did, right? She didn't have to be taught to do that. She's disobeying the authority that God put above her. That's exactly what we all did as well. We disobey. And not only human authority, we do disobey humans. But more important than that, we disobey divine authority as well. And because of our sin, because of our rebellion against God, we deserve God's wrath against us. God is holy and just. He is separate. He is completely righteous in every way. There's no evil in him. There's nothing bad in him. He is completely perfect and good and separate from us. And because of that, he cannot be in the presence of sin. He is altogether lovely, altogether worthy, and magnificent in every way. And because of that, you and I, sinners, by nature and by choice, we don't have a relationship with him. We're alienated from God, and he must punish sin. But that's what makes Christmas so amazing. It's not the Christmas trees. It's not all the other things that go along with Christmas, not the lights or anything like that. What makes Christmas so amazing is that though you, though I, though we all deserve God's wrath, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's what makes Christmas such a big deal for you, for me, for everyone. We do not have to experience God's wrath if we trust in the King who came to save us. He lived a perfect life that you and I could never live. He died the death that you and I deserved to die to pay for our sins. And then he rose again on the third day, declaring victory over sin and death. He saves us from the wrath of God that you and I deserve. But he saves us from God's wrath, but he also saves us into something else. We're saved from the punishment that we deserve if we trust in Jesus, but we're also saved into God's family. We're saved into God's family. You're not only reconciled to God when you trust in Jesus Christ, but you are saved into a people. A people who by faith have embraced this Jesus, who have trusted in the one who came. We go from being enemies of God to being friends of God. We go from being far off to being brought near by the blood of his cross. Friends, that's why Jesus came. He came to save sinners like you and sinners like me. That's what makes Christmas so incredible. And it's a story that if you're a Christian, if you're a believer here tonight, you're very familiar with. You've heard it time and time again. And my encouragement to you would be never grow tired of hearing this story. Because this story is what brings hope into the world. Christmas is about hope, the hope of salvation. What we celebrate at Christmas is God's gracious act that He did not have to do, but chose to do because He loved us. This is a gift that you never get over. I mentioned how we did our family Christmas this morning, and I received a gift that is very important to me, but it's something that I get over quite frequently. I received 4 chapsticks. 4. And I'll tell you why it's important. I use it a lot, but I'll tell you also why I get over it pretty quickly. Because either I use them or I lose them. One of the two, right? That's a gift that I get over. I forget. I'm thankful for it, don't get me wrong. But the coming Jesus into the world is a gift that is so magnificent and unfathomable that you and I ought to never get past it. You never get past it. And if you're here tonight, and Christmas is a particularly difficult time of year for you because you've lost a loved one, let me tell you that the Lord understands that He knows that. But let me tell you what Jesus said in Revelation 22, verse 12. You may say, I've trusted in Christ. I know He is my Savior. I know He is my Lord. I know He has reconciled me to God. But listen to what He said in Revelation 22, verse 12. He says, behold, I am coming soon. He's coming again, not as a baby, but as a conqueror. He's coming to set all things right. He's coming to vanquish sin, to defeat death, and to establish and set up His eternal rule and reign where nothing will be wrong, where all will be made right, and sin will not have any presence. This is the day that we look forward to now. We celebrate this evening the coming of Jesus into the world. But as you go from here and you spend time with family and friends and you open presents and enjoy one another's company, meditate on the fact that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who always has been, who always will be, came into the world to save sinners. Jesus Christ was born to die so that you, so that I, so that everyone who trusts in His name could live and live forever. Let's pray. Father, we thank You this evening that You sent Jesus into the world to save sinners. That You sent Jesus into the world to make all things right. To vanquish sin, to defeat death, and to pay the price for our sins that we could never pay. Thank You for loving us so much to send a baby to live among us. Yet without sin. We praise You for this gift. And may we this Christmas and every day of our lives be people who are so consumed with the Messiah who was promised but we know now has come. That we live in light of this truth and that we live as people who have been reconciled to You. And Father, if there's anyone here who does not know You this evening as Lord and Savior, who has not repented of their sins and trusted in Jesus for forgiveness, that You would open their eyes and prick their hearts by Your Spirit and cause them to trust in Jesus Christ this Christmas Eve and receive the greatest gift that it ever has been and ever will be. We love You and we praise You, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.